White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. March 17, 1909. My dear children, Edson and Emma, I feel intensely over the thought of the great privileges that the Lord has given us to understand and know His will. I thank the Lord it is our privilege to increase in faith and righteousness, to grow up in Christ our living head, Romans 12, has lessons for us all, showing us our duty religiously. This whole chapter is for the church to study. There is a work which every member in the church is to do. All have not the capability to do to the best advantage the self-same work. One is fitted for one class of work, another for another class of work, all blending in a complete whole. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 11, verse 33-12. 3. I think of you often, but up to this time I have had many letters to write. I am so thankful that, notwithstanding I am in my 82nd year, yet I am engaged in writing many letters. But this is not all. I am preparing past writings concerning past labors to be placed in print. For some days I have not been doing well in some things. I am not as well health-wise as I desire to be, but when the matter of the completion of the proving the record of deed is fully decided, then there will be a burden from my mind. I have hired money, expecting when my book comes into market, that means will come to me. We leave for our long journey to Los Angeles and to San Diego, and then to Loma Linda, and then to College View, for they will not be satisfied unless I shall visit them, and I think this is the right thing to do. Then, what next? I dare not specify. I wish that after we get the free title to this place, and after the Washington camp meeting is ended, we shall have a camp meeting upon grounds we are now purchasing for our school. Last Monday we visited the grounds, Sonoma, Buena Vista. The deeds compose a large book, and we shall soon have them placed in our possession. Brother Covert and W.C. White and I went over a small portion of the grounds to determine, if possible, what will have to be done after the deed is in our hands. I cannot give you particulars. We visit the place again shortly. I have purchased a piece of land to keep it out of the hands of outside parties. The money was loaned me on interest. And when the matter is settled, then I can dispose of this 17 acres of land to the very ones that we think will need the same. I had written thus far when Sister Mary Stewart came in with type-copied matter of peculiar interest, concerning selection she has made to create a book to be used in our schools. We think it is a good work, well prepared. This is now lesson 13. She is making a good selection. Since commencing this letter, I have had to break off several times. Sister Stewart is preparing articles to be printed to help bring before our people precious lessons, selections from my printed books. Then comes Mitty, Minnie, doing a similar work to be published in our papers. My hour of rising is 4 in the morning, but it is seldom I can sleep until that hour. I have very much to be thankful for. I am having all my manuscripts preserved, that I can consider what I should put in print and what not. I have much matter to select from. The time now to me seems very short. Wickedness and horrible violence is in every place, and we must improve our opportunities. Satan is working with intensity to deceive and allure souls from the true paths of righteousness into forbidden paths. The way of the Lord is the only way that is safe. The days of Noah were filled with violence and crimes that I would not trace upon paper, devised by satanic agencies. The Lord requires of those who have had the light to walk in the light, as Christ is in the light, lest darkness shall come upon us. My soul is so wrought up with intense interest that we who claim to believe the truth shall do honor to the precious Savior to live the truth, to increase daily in spirituality. Truth alone, as it is in Jesus, will reflect the true light. Christ speaks in his word, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Luke 13, verse 24, Matthew 7, verse 13. Now let us, children, make straight paths for our feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. We have but a little time now to work, and we should now keep our eyes single to the glory of God. We have a most solemn message to bear to those who are in darkness. Then we can, if we walk in the light as Christ is in the light, reflect that light to many souls. I spend many hours of the night in reflection. What can we do to help the poor souls perishing in their sins? We can let our light shine amid the moral darkness if we walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Words and works will then testify that we are in the light as Christ is in the light. I want to meet every soul of our family in the city of our God, for I mean to be there. Be of good courage, and let your words give brightness to revive other souls. Tell them Christ is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We are talking simplicity, meekness, and humbling of self, that Christ may do the uplifting, and we have the courage that he alone can give us. Make the way truth and freedom and light. May the Lord grant that we shall meet in a few weeks. I expect to see you in Washington, March 30th. And now I have just read matter prepared in a very nice way, brought together to be a marked help to understand the Word of God. It is wonderful the amount of matter I have prepared while attending meetings in relation to the work in various places. Minnie Hawkins, one who worked with me in preparing copy from my writings and diary, is at work. Mary Stewart is at the same line of work. We are all as busy as is possible for us to bear the strain. I realize the special help of the Lord as I attempt to write the things I wish to preserve. Last night was broken. I could not sleep after 2 o'clock. I have kindled my fire and am comfortable, and am so glad that the weather is clear and air bracing. 2 more days and March goes out and April comes in. We have decided our family party. Sarah McEnterfer, Minnie Hawkins, W.C. White, and your mother will leave next Monday. We see other parties are going by different routes. We must go to Los Angeles and direct from there to Paradise Valley, stay a couple of days, and then visit Loma Linda, and then on to College View, and then to Nashville. I think this is the route. Then to Washington. I do not dread the journey. My health is quite good. I am thankful that my lame hip is little trouble to me now. I have much to be thankful for that at my age, in my 82nd year, I can be up.